I am a lawyer, and I am in prison. It's a long story. I'm 43 years old, and halfway through a 10-year sentence handed down by a weak and sanctimonious federal judge in Washington, D.C. All of my appeals have run their course, and there is no procedure, mechanism, obscure statute, technicality, loophole, or Hail Mary left in my thoroughly depleted arsenal. I have nothing. Because I know the law, I could do what some inmates do and clog up the courts with stacks of worthless motions and writs and other junk filings, but none of this would help my cause. Nothing will help my cause. The reality is that I have no hope of getting out for 5 more years, save for a few lousy weeks chopped off at the end for good behavior, and my behavior has been exemplary. I shouldn't call myself a lawyer, because technically I am not. The Virginia State Bar swept in and yanked my license shortly after I was convicted. The language is right there in black and white. A felony conviction equals disbarment. I was stripped of my license, and my disciplinary troubles were duly reported in the Virginia Lawyer Register. 3 of us were disbarred that month, which is about average. However, in my little world, I am known as a jailhouse lawyer, and as such, spend several hours each day helping my fellow inmates with their legal problems. I study their appeals and file motions. I prepare simple wills and an occasional land deed. I review contracts for some of the white-collar guys. I have sued the government for legitimate complaints, but never for ones I consider frivolous. And there are a lot of divorces. 8 months and 6 days after I began my time, I received a thick envelope. Prisoners crave mail. But this was one package I could have done without. It was from a law firm in Fairfax, Virginia, one that represented my wife, who surprisingly wanted a divorce. In a matter of weeks, Dion had gone from being a supportive wife, dug in for the long haul, to a fleeing victim who desperately wanted out. I couldn't believe it. I read the papers in absolute shock, my knees rubbery and my eyes wet. And when I was afraid I might start crying, I hustled back to my cell for some privacy. There are a lot of tears in prison, but they are always hidden.